The largest company packing its bags right now is Erie, Colorado-based Magpul Industries. The 200-employee business makes high-capacity magazines, something the Colorado legislature voted to ban last month. In testimony before lawmakers earlier this year, Magpul's chief operating officer, Doug Smith, explained that the debate was already hurting the state's economy.
Our plan to expand our operations in Colorado to a larger built-to-suit facility are currently on hold. If HB 1224 were to be enacted as a law in the state, those plans for Colorado expansion would be canceled.
And they were. Today, Magpul can still legally manufacture high-capacity magazines in the state. The company is leaving because it disagrees with the new gun laws on philosophical grounds. Three other companies are following suit. And across the country, in Connecticut, gunmaker PTR Industries says stricter laws are forcing it to leave the state. Other companies are also considering a move.
It's a foot in the door. It's the beginning of the end.
Wes Atkinson runs Fort Collins-based Atkinson Expeditions, leading multi-day hunts for elk and deer. People who use outfitters like him spent an estimated $231 million in the state the last time it was measured. But now businesses like Atkinson's are the target of a boycott by out-of-state hunters.
And that's how everyone relates to it. If you're going to do this, what's next? So this is their way of trying to put a stop to it. And I'm the one who, you know, Colorado outfitters and business owners that deal with guns are the ones that pay the price.
Meantime, the Outdoor Channel, which had produced several hunting shows in Colorado, is saying it will move production out of the state. It's a loss for Atkinson, who says the channel was a form of advertising for his business.
That's our marketing engine. Time to get creative because they're leaving.
None of Atkinson's 200 scheduled trips have been canceled, but he says several long-standing clients have asked him to guide hunts in other states like Wyoming or Nebraska. So exactly how much will gun control legislation cost the state? Richard Wabakin is an economist at the University of Colorado Boulder's Leeds School of Business.
There is some effect to losing manufacturers. There's certainly some effect to losing tourists and, you know, hunters and other people who would come here if they do, in fact, boycott the state.
Wabakin says fallout from boycotts is hard to predict. He adds that no state wants to say goodbye to high-paying manufacturing jobs.
But I think the overall impact is pretty small given the size of the economy.
The number of jobs lost is in the hundreds, not thousands. Colorado has more than 2.3 million workers.
Do I still have ammo?
No. If you're looking for pistol ammo, definitely not.
Not all gun-related businesses in the state consider the new gun laws problematic. Here inside Jack's Outdoor Gear, east of Boulder, business is booming. President Jim Quinlan says gun sales have nearly doubled since November, but they're not as high as they could be. Last December, Quinlan decided to phase out assault rifles and high-capacity magazines following both the Aurora Theater shooting and the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting.
I just don't feel like we need to be in the business of selling AR-15s and 30-round clips and paramilitary weapons. That's just not something that I personally want to be in the business of selling.
Ultimately, Quinlan says he thinks the loss and gain in sales will cancel each other out. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.